I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The controversy that's erupted in Israel over a new law was entirely predictable. The law allows Jewish settlers in the West Bank to sue Israelis who promote boycotts of their products. The controversy reflects a growing chasm in Israel. On one side are those who support the country's 44-year-long occupation of the West Bank as a historic Jewish right. On the other are those who view the presence of soldiers and settlers in the Palestinian territory as a national calamity. From Jerusalem, Daniel Estrin reports on the law and the reaction.
The new law says you can be punished if you boycott an Israeli company or institution that's in Israel or in an area under Israel's control. That last clause, an area under Israel's control, is a reference to the Israeli-occupied West Bank. So, if you call for a boycott of products made by settlers, those settlers can sue you. The law passed last night, and immediately the Israeli organization Peace Now started a Facebook page. Danielle Blumenstick is one of 4,790 Israelis who joined. The first thing they did was defy the new law.
We are blatantly saying on our Facebook page, we're calling out to a boycott on the settlements. Sue us. I mean, that's what it says, black on white.
Blumenstick and other activists with Peace Now were frantically working the phones today in their cramped basement office. They were urging celebrities to support a boycott of products made by Jewish settlers.
Okay, this is the petition that we're trying to get people to sign today.
It's a large poster with the word boycott in big letters. Blumenstick hopes Israelis will sign it.
And hopefully we're going to get as many public figures as possible.
But anyone who signs on these lines here, on these dotted lines, basically is saying, I am breaking the law.
Basically, yeah, that's the point.
I'm willing to be sued.
Yeah, and we're hoping that this protest will create a situation in which the law will be revoked.
Emotions about boycotts run high in Israel. Last year, more than 60 actors and directors from six major Israeli theater companies refused to perform at a theater in Ariel, a West Bank settlement. The theater troupes are government-subsidized, but the actors said they couldn't perform in Ariel in good conscience because they consider Israeli settlements an obstacle to peace. That infuriated Israeli politicians like Danny Danon.
When we heard about a major group who decided not to perform in Ariel, we decided that enough is enough. You cannot receive funding from the government and decide that you are not performing.
Danone co-sponsored the new law.
I think it is a part of democracy to put limits. And in democracy, when somebody is hurting someone else, you have to put the limit.
The other co-sponsor of the law insists that it's not meant to muzzle anyone, but to protect the citizens of Israel, who are settlers. But Parliament member Yohanan Plesner predicts that the law, which seeks to impede boycotts, will only encourage them.
As a result of this legislation, and as a result of the protest that it will give rise to, they will probably begin all sorts of boycotts. So obviously it will backfire because it's a stupid piece of legislation.
An Israeli civil rights group says it will challenge the boycott law in Israel's Supreme Court in the coming days. For The World, I'm Daniel Estrin in Jerusalem.